Good morning, friends. I am very happy to be here this morning. The last time I was here was before I went to seminary. And I'm here today, just about 2 months before I finish seminary. I want to pay my gratitude to you all, friends, for the love, for the compassion, and for the support you've given me throughout this my seminary journey. You have been there for me. You have provided. You have come to visit. You've invited me, and you've given all that I needed. And so I thank you all, friends, for this amazing witness, this determination to walk with me in my ministry. I continue to ask for your prayers because as I graduate in December, I have applied to go to Alam School of Religion in Richmond, Indiana, to do a year of master's in Quaker studies. That has been one of my aspirations as I have gone through seminary in a Presbyterian environment. I didn't get any Quaker studies, so I really felt that something was missing. I needed that Quaker dose. So pray with me that all my applications and request for a scholarship will come through in good time, so that in January I can travel there and experience some beautiful snow, as I'm told. Join me now as we read the word of the scripture from Acts 8. The Ethiopian eunuch. I'm reading from the Message Bible. Later, God's angel spoke to Philip. At noon today, I want you to walk over to that desolate road that goes from Jerusalem down to Gaza. He got up and went. He met an Ethiopian eunuch coming down the road. The eunuch had been on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and was returning to Ethiopia, where he was minister in charge of all the finances of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He was riding in a chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit told Philip, "Climb into the chariot." Running up alongside, Philip heard the eunuch reading Isaiah and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He answered, "How can I without some help?" And he invited Philip into the chariot with him. The passage he was reading was this: "As a sheep led to slaughter, and quiet as a lamb being sheared, he was silent, saying nothing. He was mocked and put down, never got a fair trial. But who now can count his kin since he's been taken from the earth?" The eunuch said, "Tell me, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or some other?" Philip grabbed his chance, using this passage as his text. He preached to Jesus. As they continued down the road, they came to a stream of water. The eunuch said, "Here is water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. They both went down to the water, and Philip baptized him on the spot. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of God suddenly took Philip off, and that was the last the eunuch saw of him. But he didn't mind. He had what he had come for and went on down the road as happy as he could be. Friends, I know that we all have our favorite verses and pieces of scripture. And whenever we read them, something just happens to us. Something shifts. Some of us do actually have their favorite pieces of scripture copied and then framed and hung either by the bedside or in the living room or on the kitchen table. Some of us do highlight verses that are meaningful to us. I don't know what you do. I would like to share with you what I do. In my Bible, the only highlighted pieces of scripture are those that have to do with questions. For instance, questions. The only highlighted for me are the pieces of scripture that have to do with questions. So for instance, when Moses is told by God to go and get the Israelites out of Israel, Moses turns to God and says, "I am only an ordinary man. How can I go
to the king and get the Israelites free. When Moses sees the fire, the bush burning, yet the bush is not burning up, Moses asks, how come the bush is not burning up? Yet there are all these flames around. When Jesus asks the disciples, who do you say I am? It just grabs me. And here we have the Ethiopian eunuch asking, what is stopping me from being baptized? That is it. So throughout my Bible, everywhere, anybody, whether they are significant or insignificant, as long as they ask a question, I underline it. Why? Because any question that is asked in the Bible is important. And it is important because it is a question that I also ask. Every question that is asked in the Bible, I am asking the same question. In fact, I embody the Bible through the questions that are asked in here. The questions that are so many in this Bible, they are the same questions I have. And I get to think about them, to think about the answer. Because I know that the answer I give to a question like this, why can't I be baptized, is the same question that I am asking myself. Why can't I do what is life-giving? Here we have the Ethiopian eunuch. This is a significant person. This is the equivalent of our current Secretary of Treasury in the present America. This is somebody with power. This is somebody with prestige. This is somebody with a lot of connections, can pull strings. Left, right, center, backwards, everywhere. This is somebody who has everything they need. If you've got power and you've got money and you've got prestige and you are close to the queen or the head of state in this case, you can very easily say, what do I need? I have arrived. What does anyone need after that? But the Ethiopian eunuch has something different. The Ethiopian eunuch does not see power, does not see prestige, does not see money as what is life-giving. What is life-giving is to go out and find Christ. Christ is what will be life-giving. So, you may want to say, oh, but Christ is everywhere. Jesus is everywhere. Why do you have to get onto the chariot and travel miles and miles from Ethiopia, which is in the middle of Africa, all the way to Jerusalem? Why do you have to go through all that trouble? You may understandably ask. But the Ethiopian eunuch has this dream to go and find Jesus. He goes into the chariot and he takes all the risks. By that time, the roads, you had to create the road as you go. And these horses or donkeys that were pulling the chariots had to go through very dense spaces and bushes in order to make it there. But the important thing is that finally this amazing person gets to Jerusalem. I ask myself, wow, what an effort. What an effort to travel for miles. Right now, I remember when I came from Kenya to here, it was only probably less than 20 hours plus the time of layoff. This would have taken probably a year to travel up to Jerusalem. But small by small, little by little, one day at a time, the Ethiopian eunuch arrives in Jerusalem. And there is Philip. Philip had been sent by the Holy Spirit to come and bring him to Christ. He doesn't hesitate. When he sees the opportunity, he tells him, come on, come right on the chariot. And then they have this exchange, and within no time, the water is presented. This is a desert, but right there is water. And he says, why can't I be baptized? After he's got the truth. Because he is a learned person. We know that because he's reading this book of Isaiah, which is interesting because he's reading about if you are doing good, then you will be groomed. But if you are not doing good, then you'll be in trouble. That's what he's reading about. And immediately, he is facing this man called Philip, who is now the one who guides him. The only problem I have here with this scripture is that while we are given the name of Philip, we are only told that this man is called the Ethiopian eunuch. And people, this is a very senior person, a very learned person, a treasury secretary. Are you telling me we can't get his name? But that's a message for another day. What I find very interesting is that the Ethiopian eunuch gets baptized. But by getting baptized, that is not enough. Because we are reminded again by John the Baptist that I only baptize you in water because of your repentance. But there is one. I'm only preparing you for one who is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And that is Christ. So this is where, as friends, we come in. Yes, we do recognize the baptism with water. But to us, that's not enough. To us, the baptism has to come from inside. To us as friends, our baptism is not just outward. It is not an outward expression of our faith. For us to be baptized is an inward expression of our faith. And so, this is what the eunuch does. The eunuch is not only baptized in water, but he also seeks Christ so that he can be baptized through the Holy Spirit and fire. And that's why I think he is our ancestor as believers. That's why I believe that as followers of Christ, as people of faith, the Ethiopian eunuch possesses a wonderful example for us that we can start from somewhere. We can start from one step in our spiritual journey. I started 1 year just by faith in seminary. And the next year, the second year went by, the third year, and now the fourth year is coming to a close. This was nothing but faith. Because as you know, I didn't have any money at all. But little by little, staying in there by faith, God has provided. I don't know what your faith journey is like. I don't know what you have on your mind in terms of what you like to achieve or accomplish. What I know from the example of the Ethiopian eunuch is that when we seek a higher ground, when we seek a higher value, God is with us. God will accompany us. I'm very proud of you, dear friends, because you are a small community, but little by little, step by step, just like the eunuch stepping out and starting on this long journey, you are on this journey of doing ministry, being active in the community, being involved in things like where Tommy is now, being involved in the area of the food pantry, and many others. You are manifesting that faith that our faith ancestor, the Ethiopian eunuch, manifested. I would like to encourage you to continue doing that, to continue hanging in there. You might think that, oh, but, you know, we wish we had more members. We wish we had more resources. Well, what you are doing is impacting not just this community, but it is impacting the world. And I am just one witness to the work that is being done from Berkeley Friends Church. So thank you, friends. Thank you for the work you're doing, and continue doing that, and continue hanging in there, because God is going to continue walking with you all. Thank you.